News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And getting your day started in the 30s for the majority of us in Mobile and Baldwin County. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. And Iran launching missiles at bases in Iraq. And we'll give you full details and the latest update from the situation between the United States and Iran coming up in just minutes. Plus, Dr. Bill's got our full forecast and severe weather over the weekend. Talk to him at 7:35. Coming to traffic, we'll go to Kane right now on Mobile Mornings.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident. The clearing stage is now off of St. Stephen's Road and Wolfridge Road. Officers are there with the fire department, but no major delays. Airport, University, it looks good along Schillinger and Three Knots, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. If you're traveling all the way across the Bayway from the Eastern Shore, you won't find any problems. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items, see them at serpentsofbeinfo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Who I want to rock the float this year for Mardi Gras, say yeah!
Rock the Float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your thralls in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
where them throws at?
And Rock the Float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. And the Iranians launched missiles from inside Iran, hitting near air bases without success. I may think that might be by design. Air bases or bases housing Iraqi troops and American troops inside Iraq, in Erbil and the Al-Assad base. We'll talk more about that in detail in just a second. Also, a programming note coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll have Jeff Poore as usual in the 8 o'clock hour, but Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us at 8 to talk more about what he knows there in Washington on the what seems like the possible escalation of the situation with Iran. By the way, that is our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. When you go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, I'm going to hear from you, and we're hearing from you on the text line as well, but your vote on the online opinion poll question: do you think the latest escalation between the United States and Iran will lead to a larger conflict? You can let us know when you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Plus, a New York Times piece is focusing on gun crime here in Mobile. Katerina Lukatich from News 5 joins us in just about 15 minutes to talk about that. And in sports?
Well, Zion Williamson, the much-heralded rookie for the New Orleans Pelicans, he's closer to making his debut, and two NFL teams have hired new head coaches.
All right, that's on the way, plus Dr. Bill's forecast, and Iran is claiming its missile launches towards bases where the U.S. troops were housed was an act of self-defense in retaliation for the drone strike that killed the prominent Iranian general. Bob Constantini details how the crisis played out over the course of a long day.
Iran's state TV announcing tens of surface-to-surface missiles were launched, targeting Al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq, where American troops are stationed. At the White House, President Trump huddled with his national security team, including Vice President Pence and the Secretaries of Defense and State. The meeting in the Situation Room lasted a little less than 2 hours. The airbase is a large facility where Iraqi forces are also stationed. More American troops arrived there late last year when the president ordered a drawdown from Syria. With damage assessments still going on, the White House announced the president would not address the nation in the evening. The president tweeting, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning." A Democrat on the House Foreign Relations Committee who does not like Iran, Elliot Engel, nevertheless is upset with the decision to kill Iran's General Qasem Soleimani, fearing it would lead to escalation.
The president and his crew better figure out a way to sort of tone down everything, because we could be in the middle of a full-fledged war, and I don't think that's something anybody wants.
Top House and Senate leaders were briefed on the original decision to carry out the drone strike. The House is considering a resolution requiring congressional approval if hostilities with Iran continue to escalate. How it escalated to the point of a targeted attack continues to play out in Washington. The U.S. had been tracking Qasem Soleimani for several days, President Trump revealed, without giving away why specifically the decision was made to kill the Iranian general when he landed in Baghdad.
He was traveling with the head of Hezbollah. They weren't there to discuss a vacation. They weren't there to go to a nice resort someplace in Baghdad. They were there to discuss bad business.
Soleimani was traveling with the head of an Iranian-supported militia group, also killed. The president added there is classified information that may be made public soon to back up the need to strike early Friday morning. The pressing question for administration aides is what was the imminent matter that prompted the killing in Iraq, a supposed American ally? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, 5 days after the killing, arguing it was justified at that moment.
If you're looking for imminence, you needn't look no further than the days that led up to the strike that was taken against Soleimani. And then you, in addition to that, have what we could clearly see were continuing efforts on behalf of this terrorist and activities that were going to lead potentially to the death of many more Americans.
Pompeo scoffed at the idea Soleimani was in Baghdad to try to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Pompeo pushing back on concerns the U.S. would target Iranian cultural sites for possible retaliation, even though the president tweeted out such a threat.
Every target that's being reviewed, every effort that's being made will always be conducted inside the international laws of war. I've worked on this project, and I'm very confident of that.
Contradicting his own instincts, President Trump now says the United States would not attack any historic and cultural site in Iran should there be retaliation. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, and Advisor Kellyanne Conway all said publicly that going after cultural sites was considered a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it, they kill our people, they blow up our people, and then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions.
Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, in an interview with CNN, not talking all that tough about the United States.
Their days in our region are numbered. Not because anybody will take any action against them, but because they are not welcome.
All Zarif has to point to is the Iraqi parliament's vote to tell American and coalition forces to leave Iraq. Bob Costantini, the White House.
Sticks River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted 7 times has been arrested again in Okaloosa County, Florida. 39-year-old Rodney McNabb faces 5 felony charges. Deputies searched his home in Shalimar and found heroin, cocaine, 2 guns, one of which was stolen, and nearly $140,000 in cash. McNabb had just been released from prison in October after serving 16 and a half years. A suspected bank robber is on the run in Escambia County this morning. Deputies say the man robbed the Synovius Bank on 9 Mile Road in University Parkway just before 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. The man was wearing an auburn shirt and camo hat. A teen who saved a man from a burning home in Spanish Fort is being recognized for his actions. 18-year-old Demarest Shaw rescued 83-year-old Billy Ray Edwards after Edwards' home caught on fire in November. Tuesday evening, the Spanish Fort Fire Rescue Department presented him with the Citizen's Medal and Certificate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice, but are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax, I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Two NFL teams find their next head coaches. SEC basketball is in full swing, and New Orleans rookie Zion Williamson is closer to making his NBA debut. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers and Baylor coach Matt Rhule have agreed to a 7-year contract that will make Rhule the new Panthers head coach. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth $60 million and with incentives could be worth up to $70 million. Rhule previously coached the Giants' offensive line as an assistant back in 2012. Since then, he's become one of the top coaches in college football. Rhule led Temple to its first conference championship since 1967 and then took over at Baylor after a sexual assault scandal cost former coach Art Briles his job. The Bears went 1-11 in Rhule's first year, but improved the next two seasons to 11-3 this year. The team he's taking over, Carolina, finished 5-11 this season and has had three losing seasons in 4 years. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday that the New York Giants are expected to make New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach Joe Judge their next head coach. The 38-year-old will replace Pat Shurmur, who was fired by the Giants on December 30th. Judge was also in the running for the head coaching job at Mississippi State. He joined the Patriots in 2012 after 3 years as a football analyst under Nick Saban at Alabama. In SEC basketball, the Tennessee Vols picked up their first conference win of the season, beating Missouri 69-59. Florida defeated South Carolina 81-68. Number 14 Kentucky rallied in the second half to beat Georgia 78-69. And Texas A&M beat Ole Miss 57-47. Tonight, there are three games. Alabama hosts Mississippi State at 6. Number 5 Auburn hosts Vanderbilt at 8 o'clock. You can hear that game with the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 8, LSU hosts Arkansas. In NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson is getting closer to returning from a knee injury to make his NBA debut. Yesterday, Zion participated in 5-on-5 drills at practice for the first time since his knee surgery on October 21st. It's 7:17, FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
New York Times story detailing what went down at the Atlanta People's Stadium with that shooting that we talked about so many times here. Well, now it's made national news, and more on this story. We'll check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich coming up in just minutes.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system. An $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597. 5597.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. State troopers not working any new accidents. Still there at St. Stephen's and Wolfwich Road and getting some attention off of Airport and Dolphin at 65. But the Bayway, the Causeway running smooth, no problems. Tillman's Corner and Theodore up towards Pritchard and Saraland, a good ride in. The Trellis Room located inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And on the flip side of the international news and what's going on in Washington, out in Vegas, it's the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's a lot of new tech there, but how about this? Tech dealing with food and drink. A wristband that'll help you say no to junk food and a machine that'll mix your cocktails for you. Jim Root from Westwood One with more.
Healthier and easier.
All the different vital signs just out of a video.
A new app by a company called Bin.ai, says spokesman David Mammon, helps you monitor your vital signs and keep your doctor up to date just by looking at your screen.
Working on any smartphone, any tablet, we're able to extract your heart rate, oxygen saturation, respiration rate, and next month we'll be releasing blood pressure as well.
And it's not just about monitoring your vital signs and then uploading them to your doctor. There are devices that can help improve your health by improving your lifestyle. For example, 70 million Americans have trouble falling and staying asleep. A device called Ergonite, developed by the French company Eurotech, is a headband and an app that uses neurofeedback to help the brain produce brainwaves associated with sleep. There are watches that also help you get less sun. Aiva has a smartwatch that monitors environmental factors like pollen and sun exposure. There's a smart bath mat. The Mateo Smart Bathroom Mat connects to a smart mirror or an app for your smart device that coaches you on posture and monitors your weight. It also recommends nutrition choices and exercises. There's a smart mirror that monitors skin health and gives makeup recommendations, and an app that helps separate voices from background noise for people hard of hearing. No matter what the health issues, there seems to be technology to help. Then there's live sports.
We have entered a new decade and a new age that we call the age of the fluid fan.
Technology is being incorporated into live sporting events through things like stadium, ballpark, and arena Wi-Fi connectivity and mobile ticketing. Some venues expect to be solely mobile ticketing by the end of this year, which between the apps and this ticketing technology, sports teams and leagues are now databases.
Pretty much a game changer.
Scarpy Henningsen is the chief tech officer at LA's new SoFi Stadium under construction. He says it's a game changer from a security perspective and a marketing perspective, which he says improves the fan experience. And Gatri Sarkar with Hype Capital says that's where the revenue is made.
The merchandise, the food, the beverages that they can pick from like one stop or, you know, one tap from their cell phone.
The easier it is, the more they'll buy. I'm Jim Roop.
How about that? Like a automate, like a Keurig, but for cocktails. Like if you don't know how to mix a drink, you pop in, they want a, I don't know, Harvey Wallabanger or something, I don't know, and you pop the little cartridge in the machine and then it mixes the cocktail for them. And then you wouldn't have to like buy all these different kinds of booze. Mm-hmm. You could just, you know, have little cartridges, I guess. It's interesting. That may be a leading gift next Christmas, I think.
Is that the future? Is that coming to an Applebee's soon?
We'll see. You know what? I mean, if you were worried about the amount of shot they put in there, or that, if it was in a cartridge, you push the button and it served up the pina colada or whatever it is, it'd be interesting. All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We're joined by News 5's Katarina Lukatich to talk about, number one, the city of Mobile. Number two, a bigger story from the New York Times looking into school shootings after hours, and Mobile made part of that story. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So this is all back to the shooting at Ladd Peebles, right?
Yeah, so they started and ended their story and really used it to set the framework for their article. It's talking about the shooting in August at Ladd Peebles Stadium. 9 people shot, a teenager charged with attempted murder.
When people go read this story, are we going to find out that we're an oddity and we're alone, or is this part of a bigger story nationwide?
No, it's part of a bigger story nationwide, and so the article itself highlights the issue of youth violence at schools after hours and the lack of emergency plans for these type of situations that aren't in the schools, because they're finding that schools are so prepared for active shooter situations during school hours, but then you have these after-school events that the New York Times has found that these incidents have happened, and it's really reactionary measures rather than proactive measures.
So it's a question, though, what do you do there? Because you have these active shooter drills that our children do in schools, but to do that at, like, Ladd Peebles, you would have to get everybody who would possibly be at that game to go through a drill, right? I mean, that's a pretty high bar to reach.
Right, but I think it's going more into the fact that, you know, it took this shooting to happen for them to get metal detectors and to have more screenings on what is being brought into these events.
So, we've made that move finally here in Mobile after this tragedy, made the move for metal detectors. Is that true elsewhere, or are other high school football games and basketball games, are people going through magnetometers?
Yeah, some are. I mean, and it really just depends on the community if there's a need for it.
Yeah,
it's really just a trend of youth violence really spiking across the country. And, I mean, we have that in Mobile. When you take a look at the shootings that happen, a large majority of them are due to teenagers with guns.
Watching News 5 and watching the mug shots and the pictures, Katarina, majority of the time, the person, they are a child. I mean, they're at least somebody under 25.
Right, and then it becomes a community issue, because a lot of them, you know, you talk about the legality of guns, but when you're talking about teenagers, they're not getting a gun legally anyway.
So this goes back.
That really wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, this goes back into something you and I have talked about several times, and that is the trend of stolen guns in our city, and I'm sure elsewhere in the country.
Right.
What is this? How does this all go into the other story, of course, that y'all have been watching with Mayor Sandy Stimson's promise to make the city of Mobile the safest by 2020, and obviously we've not reached that benchmark.
Right, and I think we all knew that we weren't quite going to get there. It's a very lofty goal, especially when you take a look at the crime rates. But, you know, he's saying that if you don't set a goal, you're not making progress. So while we may not have hit the benchmark, we're making progress. And while it may not seem like that when you watch the news and you see shooting after shooting, but Police Chief Batiste says that overall violent crime is down 12.12%.
Now, does that violent crime takes in, I mean, how many different things? Obviously, because the shooting, the murder numbers are up year to year.
Right. And that, like, fluctuates. But I think that's in terms of all shootings, armed robberies, home invasions. I think it's when you couple everything together.
All right. Well, we're putting this link up on our Twitter feed. And, of course, y'all can catch it by going straight to WKRG.com. Katarina, thanks for your time. Thanks for the update.
All right.
All right, Katarina Lukatich checking in from News 5. 7:28 on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give you a preview. He couldn't even sugarcoat it last hour because, Saturday especially looks really bad. It looks like possible severe weather for the entire state, even down in our neck of the woods. Severe thunderstorms, maybe tornadic activity. But we got a couple nice days before that. We'll talk to Doc about that. Also, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Talk with him. Our buddy Jeff Poor will join us sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, because usually we start with him at 8. Looks like we have AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. He's going to join us from Washington to talk about the situation between the United States and Iran. That happens about 8:05. I appreciate you along for the ride this morning. Remember, you check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question waiting for you. Do you think the latest escalation between the United States and Iran will lead to a larger conflict? We'll tally those votes up and let you know how they come out here in just minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile's struggle to get crime under control is getting national attention. A report from the New York Times highlighted last year's mass shooting at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Mobile city leaders say they'll continue to work to make the port city a safer place. Two more guns seized as officials search for the person who killed a woman at a party in Robertsdale. 21-year-old Dominique Marshall died after she was shot during a party at a home on G.W. Lewis Lane in December. So far, investigators have collected six guns as they try to find out which one fired the deadly shot. shot. A man is in jail this morning accused of trying to run over Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies. Deputies saw 23-year-old Cody Anderson in a stolen Chevy Impala last Thursday. They tried to catch him, but Anderson got away. While serving a warrant the next day, Anderson tried to run deputies over while pulling up in a stolen truck. He's facing multiple charges. Possibility of severe weather on Saturday forced the Mobile Police Department to postpone its fifth annual chili cook-off. It'll now be April 18th at Bienville Square. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fatboy safes in stock.
And receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes.
All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18-month 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow. Safe.
Special report, Iran retaliates. Iran has struck back at the U.S. for killing its leading military commander, Qasem Soleimani, firing a barrage of nearly two dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases that house American troops. There were no casualties. President Trump will address the nation this morning, presumably to discuss the operation. The Iranians say the next move is up to Trump.
The Iranian foreign minister, he's also coming out. And essentially what he's saying right now, and I think this is very important, is that the Iranians have done their retaliation and all of this, at least this escalation, can end right here. He's saying the U.S. needs to come to its senses and essentially saying that the ball now is in President Trump's court.
Correspondent Frederick Plyken, ahead of the president's statements, there is growing belief inside the Trump administration that Iran intentionally missed a deliberate strike meant to inflict more damage. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics expects a 34% drop in its fourth quarter operating profit for 2019, affected by a continued global slump in semiconductor sales that have recently clouded the company's earnings performance, but the forecast topped analyst estimates. Wireless speaker maker Sonos has accused Google in a lawsuit of stealing its technology and infringing on its patents, escalating tensions between the once close partners. Sonos is seeking a ban on the sale of Google speakers, smartphones, and laptops in the U.S., as well as financial compensation. Tourism Australia has been forced to pull a $15 million campaign it launched over the holidays starring singer Kylie Minogue from TV screens in the U.K. due to the ongoing bushfire crisis. The ad encouraged British tourists to visit Australia with scenes of cute koala bears and clear blue skies. Crude oil down 25 cents at $62.45 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right, down in the 30s this morning for a lot of us in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah, in fact, well down in the 30s because at the airport, we're down at least to 33 degrees for a brief time. Going to warm up to about 62 today, and That's close to normal. Normal's around 60 at this time of the year. Should have plenty of sunshine, and then tonight, it won't be as cold. We're going to stay in the 40s tonight. Now, the wind is gradually moving around to the east and then around to the south. That means warmer temperatures, and it also means rain is on the way. So tonight, look for a low of about 45 degrees. Then tomorrow, see some sunshine in the morning, but then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. And we're going to get into the upper 60s, possibly make it to 70 degrees with that wind out of the southeast. And it looks like we could see a little bit of rain for, well, tomorrow night. But Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Showers are likely Friday night. And then on Saturday, a widespread coverage of showers and also thunderstorm activity. And high on Saturday be in the low 70s. Now, there's a fairly decent chance that we'll see some severe weather activity on Saturday. Most of Alabama will share in that as a storm system. The upper atmosphere moves out of the Great Plains, and then a cold front sweeps into our area later on Saturday. So Saturday could be a very rainy day with that potential for severe weather. The rain should start to move out Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it'll actually be mild. I don't expect any real cold weather with that frontal passage. And so Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a chance of a few showers, high in the upper 60s. And then the rain comes back again for Sunday night, Monday into Tuesday, as a warm front comes out of the Gulf, back over us. And we're going to see quite a bit of rain for Monday and Tuesday. So a lot of rain in the forecast for Friday, Saturday, and then Monday and Tuesday.
All right. So what are we talking about over those 4 days? What kind of accumulations of rain?
Well, I think we'll see several inches of rain, perhaps a couple of inches of rain for Saturday, and then maybe see that again Monday and Tuesday, and maybe even more than that.
And not just us down the coast. This is interior as well, right?
Yes, indeed. And as for the severe weather activity on Saturday, it will be shared by central and even northern Alabama. And that's where there's a better chance for the possibility of tornado activity. But and there's also, we may see a few thunderstorms develop Friday, particularly Friday night. But I think most of the severe weather activity across Alabama will be on Saturday.
But this is basically Friday through Tuesday of this.
That's right. Just a little bit of a break on Sunday. It'll be mostly sunny, and we'll see a few showers kind of linger around in the morning, but then everything comes back again for Sunday night and into Monday.
All right. So timeline, though, Saturday, the best chance of severe weather, but the rest, you have some rain on Friday, rain, of course, on Saturday, and then early next week.
That covers it right there.
Thanks, Doc. Yeah, we appreciate that. right on through the weekend. All right, if people are out and about and have yet to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, tell them where they can find it and what's in it. Why should they want to get a copy?
We've got some all kinds of neat information, solar and lunar data, sunrise, sunset, of course, and hurricane information, hurricane tracking chart, tide tables, all kinds of interesting weather facts. And the almanacs, as usual, are free. And here in Mobile, you can pick them up at West Marine. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road. They have copies, as well as Robert Moore Christmastown. Eastern Shore, you'll find them at Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment. And again, in Mobile, Fox 10, they have copies as well as right here at the studios of 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There you go. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, even though we might not want to hear it. Just like a washout weekend. A little bit of Sunday should be okay, but Friday and then Saturday with the severe weather. And I'm thinking about those rainfall totals because for those that have interest along the Alabama and Tom Bigby and Mobile rivers, we're already flooded. I got a camp up there on the Tom Bigby. It's about to break our bank there, and now we got all this extra rain coming on top of this, so we could be looking at a Barry steam plant reading was around 9-something the other day. Mm-hmm. But the Tom Bigby and the Alabama flooded. Now we're going to put all this rain interior and back to like last year, another big flooded year along the rivers.
Yeah, you look at the future radar, and anytime nearly or the full state is engulfed in red and it's not about the Alabama Crimson Tide, you know it's going to be a bad time.
Good point. All right, 40 degrees now at our studios. We'll check Working with Larry Kirby coming up, and Kane's got our traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Chelsea and Logan Green of the Yard Milkshake Bar. They have a tiger by the tail. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
Chelsea and Logan Green opened a milkshake shop in a place where three other ice cream stores had failed. They had a belief, though, that it would work if they created something unique and different. They focused on milkshakes, not ice cream, and some of their creation costs well over $10. Then came lines of people waiting to buy one, and customers knew what they wanted prior to seeing the menu due to Chelsea's social media promotion. And this was all before getting an offer from Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Just one accident without injuries now. Mobile Police Department at South Royal Street in Conti. So far, no new wrecks, though. It's a good ride from Tillman's Corner in Theodore and all the way across the Bayway. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at toomeysmardigras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Keeping your eyes on the possible escalation, further escalation in tensions between the United States and Iran. We will talk to AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, live from Washington, in just about 20 minutes. He joins us right after the news at 8 o'clock, so that'll happen. Then, of course, your calls and text next hour at 343-0106. Plus, we'll check in with an interview I had yesterday on Midday Mobile with Chris Curry, president of the Mobile Airport Authority. Why is Frontier pulling out, and what does this mean for the future of the downtown airport? We'll talk about that coming up in just 1 minute. I want to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And you're always talking inventory, but it seems like every time we talk, it's even more at LCM.
Yes, we buy them daily. You know, we've got, like, we picked up five fresh ones yesterday. Most of them are trucks, so we've got a great selection of trucks. We'll have them cleaned up, inspected, and oil changed and everything done and on the lot in the next couple of days, and they'll be online with pictures.
You know, the inspected thing is something I think we ought to circle back on. We've talked about it in the past, but not recently. You know, people say, oh, there's vehicles for sale here, there, and elsewhere. Well, by the time we come look at a vehicle at LCM, it's gotten inspected, and even if we want to take it to our mechanic, you'll let us do that.
Absolutely. We don't mind that one bit. Like I said, as soon as we get them in, we run them over and get them inspected by the mechanics, and then we get them detailed and we put them on the lot for sale. And obviously, if somebody wants to take it to their mechanic, we don't have a problem with that.
All right. You got to come check out the inventory, y'all. Larry, give us directions to come see all those great cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 743. You can get this full interview from yesterday's Midday Mobile if you'll go to our podcast tab on the front page of FMTalk1065.com and find Midday Mobile, hour number one from yesterday. Or if you subscribe, you've got it in your inbox there at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio or Spotify. But a little clip from yesterday when I asked the president of the Mobile Airport Authority, Chris Curry, why Frontier is leaving. Explain what happened yesterday to all of us. What's going on with Frontier?
Well, Frontier decided that they would cease operations at the Mobile downtown airport. And you know, their model is one that's very flexible, and they provide seasonal service in a lot of different cities across the United States and some international locations. And, you know, we feel as the authority that there were other opportunities presented to them, especially in Newark, and a chance for them to get into the Newark market or New York market when Southwest Airlines vacated, that it was too good of an opportunity for them to pass up, and it had to come at the expense of smaller cities because they only have so many aircraft that they can fly.
But why us? You know, I know I sound like a whiny child, Chris, but why us? Why not somebody else losing their Frontier plane to go to Newark?
Well, it's not just us. Mobile is one of the cities, but also Birmingham, Tyler, Texas, Lafayette. Service was reduced in Pensacola. They were supposed to come back with service to Chicago, which they're not doing. They're only serving Denver. And at one point, they were serving Philadelphia out of Pensacola as well, and they no longer do that. So they've made a lot of adjustments with their flight activity throughout many cities in the United States. So it's not just Mobile. The other part of it, too, is that Mobile was one of the last cities or new cities that they started new service. And so I can't necessarily prove it, but I believe that a lot of the newer cities were affected more than those that they had been in for quite a while. So almost last one in, first one out.
Mm-hmm. Right, that full interview waiting for you on our podcast page at fmtalk1065.com, or if you're one of our subscribers, just check your inbox there. Also on the front page of FM Talk 1065, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Do you think the latest escalation between the United States and Iran will lead to a larger conflict? We're tallying those votes when you make them at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Dalton's got sports coming up next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Tom Clarkson here, inviting you to join the Scuttlebutt Network this Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Cal and I are on the air at 1 p.m. after midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. Special location, special time. This Wednesday at 1 from Ed's on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted 7 times has been arrested again in Okaloosa County, Florida. 39-year-old Rodney McNabb faces 5 felony charges. Deputies searched his home in Shalimar and found heroin, cocaine, 2 guns, one of which was stolen, and nearly $140,000 in cash. McNabb has just been released from prison in October after serving 16 and a half years. A suspected bank robber is on the run in Escambia County this morning. Deputies say the man robbed the Synovius Bank on 9 Mile Road in University Parkway just before 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. The man was wearing an auburn shirt and camo hat. A teen who saved a man from a burning home in Spanish Fort is being recognized for his actions. 18-year-old Demarest Shaw rescued 83-year-old Billy Ray Edwards after Edwards' home caught on fire in November. Tuesday evening, the Spanish Fort Fire Rescue Department presented him with the Citizen's Medal and Certificate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NFL. Carolina Panthers and Baylor coach Matt Rhule have agreed to a 7-year contract that will make Rhule the new Panthers head coach. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth $60 million, and with incentives could be worth up to $70 million. He takes over Carolina, where they just finished with a 5-11 season. They've had three losing seasons in 4 years. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday that the New York Giants are expected to make New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach Joe Judge their next head coach. The 38-year-old would replace Pat Shurmur, who was fired by the Giants on December 30th. Judge was also in the running for the head coaching job at Mississippi State. In SEC basketball, the Tennessee Vols picked up their first conference win of the season, beating Missouri 69-59. Florida defeated South Carolina 81-68. Number 14 Kentucky rallied in the second half to beat Georgia 78-69. And Texas A&M beat Ole Miss 57-47. Tonight there are three games. Alabama hosts Mississippi State at 6. Number 5 Auburn hosts Vanderbilt at 8 o'clock. You can hear that game with the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also, LSU hosts Arkansas at 8 o'clock. In NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson is getting closer to returning from a knee injury to make his NBA debut. Yesterday, Zion participated in 5-on-5 drills at practice for the first time since his knee surgery on October 21st. Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry said yesterday that they don't have a specific date for when Zion will make his debut, but said that they are hoping that it's soon. And a new name added to the Senior Bowl roster. Last night, the official account for the Senior Bowl announced that Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert will be attending the game coming up on January 25th, kickoff at 1:30. You can buy your tickets at seniorbowl.com. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, at programming note, Jeff Poor, who's usually on with us at 8 o'clock, we've had a conflict because we have a guest, and then he's doing an interview. He's going to join us for the midday show today. Okay. Of course, midday show is going to be abbreviated 1 hour, and then Scuttlebutt, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But Jeff is not going to be on, but at 8:05, just here in about 15 minutes. We'll be talking to AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne live from Washington, the latest on the conflict between the United States and Iran coming your way. Stay close.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. You've got heavier traffic off of Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Also, government as you're traveling down towards Demetropolis. Watch for radar, but no new wrecks. Good ride across the Bayway with no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. Kane keeps us up to date on traffic. Hey, by the way, have you made a New Year's resolution to get organized and cleaned up around the house? Make the first step with my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, if you're going to get organized, it's easier. Here you go. It's easier to organize less things. Actually, there's a study out that I think 64%, it was, let's see the study, 63% of people say they have too much stuff. Okay, from PR Newswire, according to a survey, Americans say they have, quote, too much stuff. 37% say they have anxiety over the mess in their house. Get Trey to take that stuff and make it go away. It's very easy, too. It could be a junk at your house. Could be a storage unit you've been paying on for years, and you don't know why because you don't even know what's in the storage unit. Could be at your office, wherever. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing, too, is they make an appointment with you. An actual day and an actual time. No spectrum of time. They realize you're busy, have a life to lead. They show up on time. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. Bingo, bango. That's how it works. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Yeah, 60. What is wrong with the other 37% that say they don't have too much stuff?
They're organized. Or they want you to believe that they're organized.
Even the most organized person would say, I probably have too much stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
But then if you go to any individual item, people are like, "What? But not that. Not that thing. That thing's important. I tell you what, moving has helped us. Moving was a great cleansing, you know.
It's always that way, isn't it?
When you go, do I have to carry this in, you know, my 45th trip of the day in the pickup truck over the new house? Nah, let's put it in the dumpster.
You know how I know Mobilians and people in Baldwin County, Baldwinians, how I know that they have too much stuff?
How's that?
Because it seems like we're opening a new storage unit place, like, all the time.
Yes.
I keep seeing them being built. It's like these storage places in these drug stores like CVS and Rite Aid.
Right.
We have more of those built than anything. So that's, I know if you say you don't have too much stuff, you're lying because we're all putting stuff in storage.
That's a great indicator. Yeah, I wonder if we looked, because, you know, I often, when I talk about, are we the greatest nation on earth? And I point out, we have diet dog food. Okay, if you don't think we have a good, our pets are overweight. So we're doing quite well. But I wonder if that's also a sign, if you looked around the planet, storage units, is this a thing elsewhere? Like, can we dig into that? Can somebody Google that for us and find out other countries that have, do they have storage units? Mm-hmm. Which ones do? Because, I mean, if you're living in a third world country, you don't have much stuff anyway.
No, probably
you don't
not.
Need to store it.
Yeah, not right? Many storage units per capita.
Unless you're like the dictator there, and then you have a big compound and place to store. So like Imelda Marcos back in the day, she had a place to store all her shoes. But yeah, outside the United States, what's the prevalence of storage units? Mm-hmm. Is that a...
I want to find that out. That's a good question.
That's actually a really... I'd do a deep dive into that. All right, the latest on the conflict that is ramped up as of last night with Iran shooting missiles into Iraq and to bases where U.S. troops are housed. We'll talk to Congressman Bradley Byrne. He is live in Washington and joins us in just about 8 minutes right here on Mobile Mornings.